אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד כתבות מעניינות, היכנסו lsbs.com.au/hebrew.
Today we're speaking with Simon Tedeschi AM, a pianist and writer who will present Fugitive, a live performance based on his book of the same name at the Spoken Word Festival taking place in Sydney throughout August. So first of all, Shalom Simon and welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Shalom Dekel, it's lovely to speak to you.
So Fugitive grew out of your book published on 2022. And incorporates Sergei Prokofiev's visions, Fugitives. What was the process of transforming the book into a live performance for piano and spoken text? How was it like for you?
Well, to be honest with you, Dekel, I'm still in the process of it because I've never done it before. And actually, when I wrote the book, I was initially hesitant about bringing together a performance and a literary event, because I often find that one of those, it has to be sacrificed. But I thought that this was a unique event, and of course, we need Jewish stories at the moment, so I thought that this was an important thing to do.
What is the biggest challenges that you find right now?
Well, there are a number of challenges. I mean, of course, it can easily turn into a lecture, which I don't want. It can easily turn into a trauma memoir, which I also don't want. And that was not my intention for the book, and nor is it my intention for the performance. I want something that helps the audience to understand me, my family, but also that they can see parts of themselves in, with the Jewish diaspora history, in some ways repeating itself, and the mistakes humans continue to make over and over again, but also the capacity for art to redeem us, perhaps not to make life actually livable, but it makes it worthwhile. And that's what I'm hoping to do with Fugitive.
I see. And you've been a pianist since you were very young. You performed, I think it was the first time when you were 9 years old.
Yeah, look, I don't even remember when the first performance was, but my first official performance was 9 years old at Sydney Opera House.
So what brought you into writing and not just being a pianist?
Look, I've been writing for most of my life, but I think I didn't want to release anything officially, because as a pianist, I was very accustomed to being the youngest at everything, and for everything to be so quick, and for people to remark on how quick it was and how early everything was. And writing, I consciously didn't want to do that. In fact, I resisted it. And so I wrote this. I think probably I was inspired somewhat by the time that I had during COVID and lockdown. I was also just very, very inspired by Prokofiev, because this piece I've been playing for, over 20 years, maybe 25 years. And it just felt like a perfect thing to be writing about, because Prokofiev wrote this during World War One, when everything was sort of going crazy, and we're in a crazy world right now. And I think it's very meaningful for me as well as the audience.
So can you tell us a little bit what makes Fugitive for you feel so right to bring it to this festival?
Look, the Visions Fugitives by Prokofiev, after which the book is named, are a series of works, 20 movements. Each of them are very, very quick, and they represent the human consciousness. And human consciousness, as we all know, is not just something that's like a book or a manual, but we flit in and out of thoughts. And in this way, Prokofiev's piece is absolutely radical. And that's why the word mimolyotnosti in Russian, forgive my pronunciation, means something that we don't have a word for in English. It's like, effervescences or... it's a word, it just means like something like that comes and goes very, very quickly. And that's what my book is like. I tried to let the literary work and the musical work mirror each other. And the performance coming up for Shalom, in which I will read from both the book and talk about my family and talk about my family's history, as well as other things, I hope has a similar sort of effect. It's like looking through a kaleidoscope. And I think many people, when they look back in their own memory, they experience it somewhat like a kaleidoscope rather than, a movie from beginning to end.
So what kind of experience do you hope to create for the audience in this specific performance?
A number of things. I hope that they can, of course, get to know me as a performer in a different way. I hope that they can understand Prokofiev in a different way, because Prokofiev, even now, over 100 years, 109 years since he wrote these works, he's still considered very, threatening and intimidating. And I'd like to try to redeem this great composer. The third thing I'd like to do is, no matter what we all think at the moment in the world with everything going on, when we sit together and listen to someone play the piano and talk, we hopefully, if the performer is any good, we come out of ourselves and we become bigger human beings. And what I'm really hoping is that we put aside our political fixations and especially our social media posts for a second and realize what art can do. And I have found this particularly rewarding for me in the last few years.
The festival seems like it's slightly different from the big stages and places that you performed so far. Obviously, you are performing something that is new to you too, as you mentioned before. Can I ask you, how did your involvement with Shalom Collective come about?
Well, there was a process of a grant process in which ideas were welcomed from people, and I thought that this was a perfect time, post October 7 and everything happening in Israel and Palestine, that this could be an opportunity to explore the very unique life and history and ramifications of a person in the Jewish diaspora who is not religious, who is very Jewish. But I think it's also what I'm really hoping is that it's a portrait of what constitutes a modern Australian, because, there's no one thing that a modern Australian is. And I think that, I love Australia, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. And I think that my story is very typical, because, in Australia, the Jews are more connected than in any other country to the Shoah by ancestry. And I think that this will have a particular resonance for Jewish people here in Sydney, many of whom are connected to families who had survivors in them.
Other artists taking part in this festival have spoken about their experience within the arts community, that it has changed since October 7th. Has that been true for you as well?
Oh, look, hugely. I am always careful not to get into sort of what I call a laundry list of this person said that and that person said that, because I think, especially as Jews, we have to try to rise above that, and we generally do. But, of course, it's been a complete reconstitution of what it means to be an Australian, what it means to be an artist, and what it means to be a Jewish Australian. It's completely changed my understanding of where I sit in the world, and especially how the world can change seemingly in an instant. So it's been drastic. And the entire contours of my life have changed because of it. I'm not the only Jewish artist I know who has lost friends, many old friends. I'm not the only Jewish person I know who has had to really, for the first time, question themselves about what the world means to them, what being Jewish means to them, what Israel means, and what the legacy of one's grandparents means. It's been huge. I mean, of course, I've experienced more anti-Semitism in the last couple of years than in my whole life, and it's been very, very sad. It's been very, very hard. But at the same time, it's been wonderful, because my experience is that the vast majority of Australian people that I meet love Jewish people, love Jewish culture, and social media is a terrible curse, in my opinion.
I see. And do you hope to see this broader Australia that you're describing? Do you hope to see them coming to the festival, coming to your performance?
Look, I hope so. Of course, I'm very excited that Jewish people will be coming, and I expect that to be the primary audience. But I very much hope that not just Jewish people come, because ultimately my great art, like that written by Prokofiev, speaks to a much broader thing than just Jewish people. Prokofiev himself was very Jew-friendly, but he was not a Jew in any sense of the word, and he experienced the horrors of the Soviet Union, like so many Jewish people themselves did. So this is a universal show, because whether Jew or not, we all have trauma, we all have memory, and we all have tradition, and we all, you know, have confusion at a time like this. And so in many respects, it's not about being Jewish at all, but it's about being a global citizen.
Lastly, if I can just ask you, why do you feel it is important to have a festival dedicated to Jewish stories and voices at this moment?
Look, I think it's tremendously important, but my hope is also, as time goes on, in a perverse way, that it is less needed. It's an interesting thing. I really think that Jewish people have contributed enormous amounts to this country, including, you know, progressive politics, you know, medical fields, music, literature, philosophy. It goes on and on and on. My hope, of course, is that as time goes on, we still have the capacity to celebrate individual cultures and have festivals that celebrate these cultures, but that we don't silo ourselves into boxes and become more separate from each other. So my hope ultimately is that this can be something that happens alongside a broader celebration of what happens, what it means to be Australian. And I try every day to be hopeful. It's sometimes very difficult, as I'm sure you know, but it's something that I aspire to and that I hope for.
Simon, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us today, and best of luck with continuing creating this piece.
Thank you, Dekel. I really appreciate your support. This is one of the pieces that I'll most likely be playing at my upcoming performance of Fugitive. It's the first time I've done this performance, which brings together aspects from my book Fugitive and Visions Fugitives by Sergei Prokofiev, Opus 22, which is the narrative thread throughout the book itself. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll just continue practicing now.
סמנו לייק, שתפו והגיבו, עקבו אחרי SBS Hebrew בפייסבוק.